Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll hear from six different Motown artists who had a top 40 hit after they left the Motown record label. This half hour, we'll hear from Diana Ross, R. Dean Taylor, The Velvettes, Marvin Gaye, The Minor Birds, The Messengers, Michael Jackson, and Eddie Kendricks. All coming up to the next half hour as we feature Motown artists who had a top 40 song after they left the Motown record label.
Tom Fallon.
Thank you. would your heart be so feeble?
Hey there, boy, keep away from his arm.
Don't be carried away by his charms.
Can't you see that it's you I love?
Stay away from that Beetlebub.
Fallon.
Motown memory from the Velvets, A Bird in the Hand is with Two in the Bush, and that was recorded and released in 1965. Before that, R. Dean Taylor with a catchy tune, My Ladybug, Stay Away from That Beetle. Beetle is spelled B-E-A-T-L-E. It was recorded and released in 1964 at the height of the initial Beatles craze in the United States. And we started with Diana Ross on her own on the RCA record label, Why the Fools Fall in Love, and that song reached number 7 from 1981. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring 6 different Motown artists who had a top 40 song after they left the Motown record label. Well, so far this hour, we've heard from Diana Ross. Here comes the second artist who had a top 40 song after they left the Motown label, Marvin Gaye and Sexual Healing. Well, Sexual Healing is a Grammy Award-winning 1982 classic song recorded by Marvin on the Columbia record label, and it was his first and only single that reached top 40 status after he left Motown. The song is listed at number 233 on the Rolling Stone magazine list of its top 500 greatest songs of all time. The song was released as a single on September 30th, 1982, and it reached number one on the Hot Rhythm and Blues Singles Chart, where it stayed for a record 10 weeks before being replaced by Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney's duet, The Girl Is Mine. The success was similar on the Hot 100 charts, where it peaked at number 3. The peak at number 3 made Marvin the second artist in the history of the Hot 100 charts, besides Aretha Franklin, to have a hit song peak at each position from 1 to 10 on the chart. As mentioned at the 1983 Grammy Awards, the song won Marvin Gaye 2 Grammys, including Best Male Rhythm and Blues Vocal Performance and the Best Rhythm and Blues Instrumentation Performance. Well, here is Marvin Gaye with Sexual Healing right here on Motown Memories.
I can do, I can get on the
Messengers with a great and catchy song that didn't chart very high, only reaching number 62 in the U.S. pop charts in 1971. That was That's the Way a Woman Is. Before that, the Minor Birds featuring a very young Neil Young, and It's My Turn from 1966. And we started this set with Marvin Gaye's only top 40 song after he left the Motown record label, Sexual Healing, reaching number 3 from 1982 on the Columbia record label. Well, this is Motown Memories with Tom. And for this hour, we're featuring Motown artists who had a solo career after they left the Motown record label. Well, we've heard from two artists so far this half hour, Diana Ross and Marvin Gaye. Here comes the third one with Michael Jackson and Don't Stop Till You Get Enough on the Epic record label right here on Motown Memories.
Just rising up.
plays all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, baby. Yes, I did now. Thought someday we'd settle down, oh yeah. Trying to run my game on you, no baby, no, no. Just trying to make you know. If you let me, I know again, I can sail a ship. Just trying to make you know.
Kendricks and If You Let Me, and that reached number 62 in the pop charts from 1972. And we started with Michael Jackson on his own after he left the Motown record label. This was Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, number one from 1979 on the Epic record label. Well, this half hour we featured three Motown artists who had a solo career after they left the Motown record label. Coming up after the break, we'll hear from another three artists, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.